Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering in the central studios of Genesis Communications Network. I'm in Missouri. Gwyneth is in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I'm a little concerned, Gwyneth. I don't see any good news. And our son came up with a great idea about a month ago, and he said, "I propose we do something new." All in favor, say aye. And this was around dinner time, and Mrs. Finelli said aye. My son said aye. I said, "What? What are we talking about?" He said, "Well, since we voted and we're going to do it, we'll talk about two good things that are happening for every bad thing." It's been really quiet around the dinner table because nobody can find anything good to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those broadcasts, isn't it?
It is. And so just as a slight appetizer, what we're talking about, there's a hamburger chain, and Carl's Jr. It goes by sometimes. Some people call it Hardee's. They are related. And 39 stores in one of its franchises are closing, 39. In this one particular franchise, there's 108 stores. They're closing 39 of them as they try to keep afloat. So a major Hardee's franchisee has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And where are they? Well, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas, Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. So that's just one small indicator that things aren't going so well. Because if people can't afford an inexpensive hamburger, they can't afford other things as well. I'm talking about the general public. And, you know, the wealthy can afford whatever they want. But the rest of us, not so much. Gwyneth, you have some really interesting information. And we're talking about Civilization in Collapse, Part 3. This is Part 3 class of that series. Very interesting information. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's absolutely imminent. And by imminent, I mean right at the doorstep now. Because we always knew that something was going to happen that would push things over the brink. And a certain set of events has come to light, and this looks as if it could be it. And that is, when Donald Trump was sitting in the big chair and COVID was raging around the world, he had a really, really good idea. And that was to put out something called Title 42 to stop all the illegal people from pouring across the southern border. And he put it in place and said, "Yeah, we'll put that in place and we'll leave it there for a few years And it'll stop everybody from just flooding into the country and overwhelming our system and bringing diseases with them. And that was a good idea. It was a good thing he did. And now it's a few years down the track and Title 42 is going to expire. I think it's today. And there are millions and millions and millions of people waiting just south of the border to come across. And they are going to utterly overwhelm the system. The Border Patrol know that they're there, but they're understaffed and they can't do anything to stop them. And there's another radio broadcaster who made a broadcast about this yesterday. And this other broadcaster has a lot of very reliable sources within the federal government. And they've fed him a lot of information over the years, and most of it has proven to be accurate. Not all of it, but most of it has proven to be accurate. And they have been having conniption fits. And he had a conniption fit on air yesterday. Tuesday, and he basically said, I might not be on air for too much longer, because he really jumped up and down about this, and he had an interview with a fellow called Pete Santilli, and Pete Santilli worked for quite a while in rather a prominent federal agency that has to do with these things, and he has a lot of contacts there as well, and he said, I can agree with you that this is what my sources are saying as well, that there are millions of people just south of the border from a whole bunch of third world countries, and they are ready to pour into the border. Most of them are military-aged men. There are not very many women and children amongst them. There are some, and those women and children that are there are being sex trafficked into the country by the Mexican cartel. They're actually all being trafficked into the country by the Mexican cartels and by the Chinese. They're going to overwhelm the system, and the government is going to respond. And they have privately, amongst themselves, advertised their response and sent the word out to all their little tentacles. And that is that they are going to implement something from the Reagan era called BRICS 84. And what BRICS 84 is it basically, if you think that FEMA came from 9/11, you're very much mistaken, because FEMA was actually around during the Reagan era. And FEMA was responsible for implementing BRICS 84. And they have decided to pull Rex 84 out of the closet and implement it in response to this imminent coming crisis that is going to happen. These millions of people are there sitting in Mexico and other South American countries and Central American countries, ready to pour across. They are pouring across. They're already pouring across, but they're going to, in even greater numbers, they are going to overwhelm the country, and they're going to collapse things, everything. And the government is going to respond by being a bunch of jack-booted thugs, not to these millions of people who've poured across the border, but to the ordinary, old-fashioned Americans who are here anyway, there in your country anyway. And they are especially going to go for the people who respond to this crisis openly. And they are going to go to the people who go down to the border and protest, hold candles, try and stop them, praying, doing anything at the border. They are going to scoop you up and you'll never be seen again. Because that is the response that is outlined in Rex 84. And we know that because the details of Rex 84 were published back in the 1980s by, I think it was the Miami Herald. And there was a man who was questioned by Congress back in the day. And his name was called Oliver North. You might remember him. And he came up before Congress because he had to account for something called Iran-Contra. And while they were there questioning him about Iran-Contra, they decided to ask him about this Miami Herald article, which was all about Rex 84. And the handlers who were there around Oliver North stepped in and said, very famously, you can't ask that question. That's a matter of national security. And they immediately shut the questioning down. And the reason why is because Rex 84 details how the U.S. government, in a time of complete systemic collapse, is going to respond with the most unbelievable jackbooted thuggery you have ever seen. And this is going to happen. They've already decided it. They've discussed it in their Fed circles, and they are coordinating, and they're going to do it. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if I don't think that Vincent will be scooped up, and probably I won't be scooped up, but I think that certain other broadcasters might be scooped up, and these other broadcasters think that they might be scooped up too, and they said as much on air on Tuesday, and basically said, my job's done. So if I'm here tomorrow, that's all well and good. If I'm not, I'll say goodbye, everybody. And that's not a good sign, Vincent.
Gwyneth, I said that to that very same thing, different words, over the years to our meetup group. And the way I said it was, look, my job is to teach you how to think, how to ferret out the truth. And this was many, many years ago. I'm talking like 8, 9, 10, 11 years ago. And Vinny won't always be here. Vinny won't always be around. Something may happen. I don't know what. But something may stop Vinny from showing up. I didn't quite realize that the thing that would stop Vinny from showing up was Vinny was thrown out by the group Vinny was trying to teach. The heck with all of them. The heck with them. Really. I mean, they've shown their colors. But those who are still in class, we still love those who are still in class. And we'll still teach. As long as we can.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with
with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, our mission here at USA Prepares is to teach you some of the things that we know how to do from first-hand experience, and to teach you that if you prepare for yourself and your family, you will come out this mess that we're in better than if you don't. And it's as simple as that. I'm going to read a headline, and this is a quote. This is not me saying this. This is a quote from the mainstream media. Quote, if you want to take on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15, Biden's message to his right-wing friends, as he again promises to ban assault weapons, that have no social redeeming quality, end quote. So, your president has said that if you, I'm paraphrasing now, that if you want to take on the government, you're going to need F-15 fighter jets, not AR-15s. And the power of the U.S. military is impressive. It's number one. They can split the world in half. Literally. They can put us out of orbit. Literally. So here at USA Prepares, we maintain the same thing we've always maintained. We have not changed this position one iota. Don't go to protests. Don't go to these mass demonstrations. Don't show them how tough you think you are. Because no matter how tough one thinks he or she is, the other team has more money, more weapons, more power, more everything than you do. So the only thing that you can do is prepare for yourself and your family. And if you think about it, every society before us has collapsed. Every single one. They've all collapsed. And the ones who do the best and survive the collapse are the ones who are not in cities. The cities collapse. It's guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. It's the ones who are on the outside of the city who have the best chance to survive during a collapse. Because they know how to do more things. If you look at the Kardashian clan, they have made ripped and torn and shredded clothing a fashion statement. I have them. I have ripped blue jeans. I have shredded blue jeans. But I don't go out in public in them. I mean, those are the clothes that I might be wearing when I'm behind a paintbrush. Or behind something that's really filthy. We have been led to think that shredded garments are a status symbol. It's the exact opposite, class. We have been led by people who don't have the same morals we do. A former president was just convicted of sexual assault yesterday. He received a $5 million penalty, which they say he has to pay. He says he wasn't allowed to testify. How is that possible? Everyone has a right to face his accusers. Everyone. So, the media is lying to us. Leaders are lying to us. Corporations are lying to us. They put ingredients in our food which they know absolutely for sure are toxic. Do you think the people who sprayed Teflon on aluminum pans and pots didn't know that that Teflon would come off and it would be toxic to the human body? Do you think the people who fly airlines, do you think that they don't know that they are destroying the atmosphere? Do you think the people who process lithium don't realize that they're destroying the environment? Do you think the people who sell electric cars really believe that that's the future for all of us? Really?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The CPI for last month was released this morning. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index for April rose 0.4% on the month, with an annual increase of 4.9%. Core prices rose in line with estimates of 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. The House Oversight Committee is making claims this hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer.
President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox 8. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the
video...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we've been saying this for years. Don't believe a word that you hear in the media, see in the media, or read in the media. Don't believe a word that we say here at USA Prepares as well. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. And if you want a confirmation of what I just read as a quote, you can go to a search engine and you can type in the following search parameters. AR-15, no match for F-15. AR-15, no match for F-15. And you'll see what I just read. Class, I want to share with you, I know some people who who have made some amazing discoveries and done some amazing research. Of course, Dr. Norman Shealy, he's a personal friend. He's been to our house many, many times. He's eaten at our kitchen table and our dining room table. I've been on the same seminar stage as Dr. Norm Shealy. I've been to his home. I've eaten at his kitchen table. Dr. Joel Wallach, I've been on the same stage as Dr. Joel Wallach at the same conventions. Many times I've introduced Dr. Joel Wallach. Toward the end of, he would sit through my seminars. And toward the end of the seminar that I was giving, I would introduce him. I would say, sitting there in the back is Dr. Joel Wallach. He's up next. I'm going to hop off stage and he's going to hop on. He's been to our kitchen table. He's been to the farm. He's been to most of our expos. He's been to many of our meetups. These are men who have done some really great work. And I think you should pay attention to what they have to say. At the same time, I think you should keep your head down, because it's going to get dangerous to pop it up. And there's no need to. You're not going to be able to make a difference. You really aren't. And in the famous words of one of my mentors, when I worked for a Fortune 100 company, he said, Vinny, if you ever leave the company, the difference you will make, the amount that they will think of you after you're gone, is the same as if you put your hand in a bucket of water and pull your hand out. The hole that you leave in the water is the same amount that they will remember you by. They will forget all about you. You're just a number, just like everybody else. It's absolutely true. So we don't make a difference. I mean, we try, but our goal here is not, we can't sway the entire country or the planet. It's impossible. There are too many people who have been programmed to think illogically. We're outnumbered. The mass media has been shifted to manipulate their thinking process. They don't think logically. A lot of people haven't gone to science classes. They don't understand. They do things like buy electric cars. The rest of us, which is a very, 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 very small minority, we're just trying to survive. We're not going along to get along. We're just trying to stay out of the way. And I suggest that's what we continue doing. Don't make problems. Just prepare for yourself. You cannot fix it, in my opinion. It's going to happen. The collapse is going to happen. It's guaranteed. Gwyneth, any comments about what I've said?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, in case anyone thinks that there's not millions of extremely poor people sitting just south of the border, just waiting to pour in, I need to remind you of what we've been talking about the last few weeks. In the ancient world, what happened with the berserkers? What happened with the Germanic tribe pouring out of Europe and down the Italian peninsula and heading straight for Rome? They collapsed the Roman Empire. But the Roman Empire was on its way down before then, because they had a corrupt, bureaucratic, oligarchic class. They had ordinary people who had gone fat on bread and circuses, fat and stupid on bread and circuses, and didn't feel the need to work anymore because they had to do everything. And we haven't got, you know, actual... In America, you don't have actual physical slaves, but you've got energy slave and your diesel-powered slave and your gasoline-powered slave, you've grown fat and lazy because you've got devices to do everything for you. You know, you don't know how to swing an axe, probably. If you need to chop wood, you'll probably get a chainsaw. What happens when the chainsaw goes away? Which it's going to do. You'll have to know how to swing a point with an axe. You know, and hit the same point absolutely every time. I do have a chainsaw, but it doesn't work. The chain's worn out because the wood around here is so hard. It wore the chain out in no time flat. But what it didn't wear out was my axe. Well, actually, I have worn out about 3 or 4 axes in the 10 years since I've been here. So, but I'm back to the best brand of axe that I have ever found or seen, and that is called Fiskars, F-I-S-K-A-R-S. And they make the best axe, I think, that I've seen. And there might be a better one out there, but Fiskars are made in Finland. They're pretty good. And I know how to swing an axe so that I hit pretty well exactly the same point absolutely every time. And I can hit on an angle or I can hit straight. And I'm not going to miss. You know, but how, there's a minority of people. I chop wood for, most evenings I chop wood for an hour. This evening I was completely out of wood, so I chop wood for about 2 hours. And carried wood, chopping, so gone to the roadside, collected wood, fallen logs from the roadside, brought them back home, and also wood, logs, sticks, branches from my property, brought them to a central chopping place. Sometimes I take the cart up to the forest and do my chopping up in the forest, but today I carried the logs to the chopping place and chopped wood for about an hour. And how many people could do that? And enough wood to fill up 2 wheelbarrows. How many people could do that? I'm not even particularly boasting, because when I first started doing it, I could hardly do it either. But it's what you train yourself to physically. But you've got to realize your empire is falling and it's about to suffer from a catastrophic collapse. And one of the things that's in Rex 84 is the jackboot thug thing of going around and scooping up people who are known troublemakers. Don't be a known troublemaker. And even if you stood up for political issues in the past, make a decision now to just stay out of the way and keep a low profile. You have to do, because you can't fight this. You can't fight millions of Mexicans and other people from other third world countries coming up through the border. You can't fight them. There's about 15,000 Border Patrol agents, and they're quaking in their boots at the moment because they know that they're there. They can see them. They can hear them. They can hear the radio traffic from the Mexican cartels, and they can speak Spanish. That's more. You gotta be a border agent on the southern border of the United States. You better know how to speak Spanish. They know what's going on better than you and I do. This is it. My gosh, you just stay out of the way, please. Everybody in the class, establish your own farm, because here is a really, really good reason to stay out of the way. You are going to be the one to protect your friends and your family. That's reason number one. Reason number two, if you are an adult and you are out in the countryside, chances are you have some skill set that will be irreplaceable in your circle, in your sphere of influence, your family and your friends. You have some function and some role. I don't know what it is. I don't know you. You have something you can do that nobody else in your circle can do. Maybe you can knit. Maybe your old grandma is about 80 years old, but you can knit. Who else in your group can knit? No one. How are you all going to keep warm without a grandma to knit for you? You know, but grandma, just stay in your rocking chair and knit. That's your role. That's your function. You know, you might not think it's important. Boy, it's going to be important when winter comes and everybody needs sweaters. That's going to be important. You know, this is it. I'm begging the class at the moment. Stay at home. Grow your garden. Keep your chickens. Look after your family. And wait for the system to collapse in on itself, which it will, because that's what collapse is. Collapse means falling in on itself. And don't be fooled by the rhetoric of the people who think they have power, saying that we're going to be around forever, we're going to crush you, you know, we're going to be here in our ivory towers and you're going to be there in the slums. That's not true. Because who's going to grow their food? No one in the rural areas is going to want to sell them food. Yeah, they got lots of farmland. Who's going to work for them? That's killed everybody. No one's going to work for them. No one wants to work for them. They've made themselves completely
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Faster, the farther we go down this road, it's apparent to me that toward collapse. The more people lie to each other, the more they cheat each other, the more they lie, cheat, steal, rob, injure each other. It's absolutely apparent to me. And here's just one tiny, tiny speck of an example. I mentioned yesterday that there's a vehicle that was diagnosed by a major chain, an auto repair chain, is needing a steering rack, power steering rack, $1,000 repair, as quoted by the chain. And we have the vehicle. We serviced it. And it was an oil leak from the valve cover gasket that dripped onto the steering rack. And we were asked what it would cost for us to diagnose it. We said, no charge to diagnose it. So we diagnosed it properly, and we fixed the problem for free. And I mentioned yesterday that it's about four or five bolts, small, tiny bolts that secure the valve cover tightly onto the engine head. And that's what it was. So we used a torque wrench, a very small torque wrench, and retorque the bolts on the valve cover gasket. It doesn't leak anymore. We didn't charge to do it, and the customer saved that $1,000 repair for something he didn't need. Now, what does that have to do with collapse? Well, it has to do with the lying, the cheating, the robbing, and the injuring that's happening all around us. We are seeing almost everyone that gets a quote from someplace else to have their vehicle serviced, the quote is inflated, incredibly large. Repairs that are absolutely not necessary, and a lot of times it has to do with steering systems, expensive components of the steering systems of the vehicles. Misdiagnoses, improper diagnoses, fraudulent diagnoses, misrepresentations. That's what's happening. And that is just one speck of what's happening across society. And then you look at that the people in charge seem to feel that they have a right to inflict harm on other people, people beneath them in status or parent status. And I mentioned to Mrs. Finelli the thing about the former president being found guilty of sexual abuse toward a woman. And she said, happens all the time, they all do it. She said, they all do it. People in power feel they have a right to do this. They do not. They do not have a right to do it. But yet they do it. And just look at Jeffrey Epstein and his band of perverts. Look at what they've done to young girls. They like it. They like it. And they think they have a right to. And Jeffrey has been quoted as saying, God, do what you want with her. Wow. As if she, the underage girl, is the property of Jeffrey Epstein. Go ahead and do what you want with her. Really? That's where we are. That's where we are today. And I defy anybody to tell me that we are not in collapse mode. Gwyneth?
We are in collapse mode. We are so close, and this is what the other broadcaster said, and I absolutely agree with him. I'm going to put it in my terms and in my words with the references that I have been saying. Imagine the berserkers coming down the Italian Alps, heading towards the Rubicon. That's the river that runs, from east to west across the Italian peninsula. There is a river called the Rubicon. And when you had crossed that, you were really in Roman territory, the territory that the people of the city of Rome controlled, and that the berserkers are sitting right on the other side of the Rubicon River. And it's a small body of water, and that's not a problem for them because they are seafaring people. And it's going to take them just a day or two to chop down some trees and hollow them out to make small long boats and get across that river. And you are sitting there quaking in your little boots on the other side of the Rubicon because there's hundreds of thousands of them. Absolutely the most vicious that you've ever seen. And that's what the US is facing at the moment. And it's all going to hit imminently. I think I can hear the music, Vincent.
Yeah, Title 42 expires tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.